By the end of this video, you're going to learn what SovCam is, how it works, why I recommend it, and if it's the right strategy for you. So what is SovCam? SovCam stands for Strategic Organic Video Content at Mass. This originates from the original idea of strategic organic content, so SOC. Strategic organic content means you're creating content that is contextual to each individual platform based on a couple factors, such as captions, such as titles, hooks, video lengths, and hashtags, links, all these different elements, and you're creating videos for specific platforms. Maybe the same video concept, it may be the same video idea, but it's structured a different way, it may be presented in a different way with a different hook. It may look even a little bit different. So how does SovCam work? Well, you just understood what strategic organic content was, so think of this in a video way. It's simply video content. So how does SovCam work? So it is video content that is strategic for each individual platform. This means video you put on TikTok is meant and built specifically for that platform. And when you take it over to Instagram, you are then creating a brand new piece of content that is specifically made to work on Instagram. Same thing if you're transitioning videos from YouTube to Facebook or LinkedIn to YouTube, all those different platforms apply. You are making strategic content that is contextual in video form for every single platform so it has the highest level of potential success for that specific platform. So we've realized what the SOVC of SovCam stands for. So what does AM stand for? It stands for at mass. And what this means is that you are creating content at mass at a high level comparatively to other people. This means you're creating multiple videos a day for Instagram, for Facebook, for YouTube, whatever platforms you're on or want to be on. And why is creating videos at mass important? It's important because in today's landscape, there are platforms like TikTok or Facebook Reels or YouTube Shorts that are underpriced, which means the work that you put in, you are getting more out of that. You are actually meeting a higher demand because there's not enough supply. So naturally, those videos are gonna get more views. Excuse me, I have to take a sip of coffee. And the reason why you want to have the at mass part of this at the end and why it's such an important equation is an example I'm gonna give. So I've been reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, and this example and story comes specifically from his book. So James Clear states in his book that there is a professor of a photography class or an art class, and he has two groups of students, and he's gonna grade them on two different criteria. Group A is going to be graded on simply how many pieces of work they create in a semester. So if they create 100, they'll get an A. If they create 90, they'll get a B. If they get 80, they'll get a C. And group B is going to be graded on specifically one piece of work. And that's the only piece of work they're going to be graded on. So it's going to be the quality of that work. So these two groups go into the world, they start making and figuring out what they want to do, and group A is experimenting, they're testing, because they have to create a large amount of pieces of work, and it's simply if you create 100, you get an A, easy as that. So they test different things, they test different lenses, different styles, different kind of editing techniques. And let's go over to group B. So what group B is doing, they're planning, they're figuring, okay, how can I actually create the best piece of work possible to get the highest grade? And what the professor found is that at the end of the semester, group A actually created better pieces of work than group B. The reason why is because they were in the element more, they were in action more, so they were learning what works, what doesn't work, what you should do, what you shouldn't do to create the best amount of work possible. And through that, group A had higher scores than group B. So how does this tie over to social media? This all goes back to the quantity versus quality debate. And I recommend that you create a high amount of quantity or a high amount of content at mass. Well, there goes my video. Sorry about that, my gimbal died. So what I recommend is creating a high amount of content at mass. So you're creating a lot of content, learning what works, learning what doesn't, and then you're going to then build more content off of that and building off of what works and what hasn't worked. That is the at mass portion of this. So why do I recommend it? I recommend it because a lot of people don't know what works and what doesn't. They put all their efforts into a few posts and it doesn't work, or it does work. And then they're like, okay, I'm gonna keep on doing it this quantity. Well, it may not work forever. Social media is constantly evolving, it's changing, and you have to realize what is currently working on each individual platform to truly succeed, especially if you're a business that relies a lot on social media or you're a content creator. You have to evolve what you're doing on social to be able to learn and to be able to actually keep on growing and staying a little bit ahead of the trend and ahead of everybody else. So do I recommend this for every business or creator? Yes, if you have the capabilities. That's a big caveat. If you have the capabilities of creating 3, 4, 5, 6 videos a day, 100% do it. Now I'm talking about short form videos. Long form videos are a little bit different, but if you can create as much as possible, you're gonna learn and figure out what actually works. And that's how you're gonna be able to create better content over time. Mr. Beast did this. He learned what worked, learned what didn't, and then evolved and changed and has constantly been one of the most important and influential long-form content creators and really short-form content creators that we've seen. If you enjoyed the video, I would love for you to subscribe. I'm going to be creating a lot more videos just like this, so hit that subscribe button. But until next time, see you later.